Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
22 to him. He will go up to 50. And he's a fighter. He takes that like a man. All right, now Tyler on 19.
I drink potion.
He died this turn.
Because he's awesome.
Not him, the T-Rex.
Oh.
I need healings.
Too bad.
Burp! I think he agrees
with me. Alright, give me a notice check.
Oh!
I see her.
Yes. It is a one in combat.
Hey!
Poker. Is that building or what
that's,
is that?
That's like the outline of the building.
Yeah, that's the outline of the
There's
building.
There's no wall.
Okay, well then I was here.
Narcoleptic.
Faceplate.
The narcoleptic tiefling.
So I can't hit her from there, I assume?
You can. That's just ruins. She will have cover.
Oh, okay. You just get okay.
It's ruins, not wall.
Well, do the easy way. Nice.
Ow.
Okay. There.
All right.
8, 16, 21.
Okay.
Did you sound burst that area?
Magic missiles.
Oh, okay.
She was, because she was in cover, and she's a rogue, so her,
sure.
Her flat footer is probably pretty useful. So,
Ryan, you get a will save.
Is it turning?
No, it is not. It is healing.
You're making a will save for half damage. let's see, I've cast one of those, because one of those, one of those. I like that.
Level 5.
Andre, I've cast 3 spells. First, second, and third.
Good. I rolled a natural 20.
Okay, you will indeed take half damage. Alright, you will take 7. And they will both heal 14.
Ooh, AoE.
Yeah. Cure Light Mass.
It's a nice spell.
Yeah.
Are they all within 30 feet?
I think so.
Do they heal this guy? Okay, okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. 58? Okay, she's not dead. She's still down. X. He will spend his movement. And he will bludgeon you.
Did he
not
hit?
Not a 25.
Okay. Okay, did he actually hit?
No, not with that roll. The old wizard. Oh! Oh goodness! Oh goodness! There's an undead next to me! Oh my! Oh my! E! Oh! Oh! E! E! Concentration! He succeeds! Oh, what's your touch AC?
Blue?
No.
Oh, it's
high.
It's different than that. Because I don't take my character sheet up.
It'll be higher because I have to start adding modifiers because I forgot about it.
18.
All right, yes. That's well within its range. 23 as he shocking grasps you.
Oh. Are you sure you didn't do energy substitution cold for that shocking grasp?
I guess, totally.
As an undead hunter?
Oh. I die.
Ah! Oh. I got him!
They succeeded.
Yep.
We might be going back, resupplying, and coming back and trying this again.
Yeah.
No, you free fired. You can't do it. Oh, crap.
Somebody charge him. Yay!
Boom. Shooting at me?
No, him.
Okay, I'm going to be like...
Tonk!
Yep, I think we're going to head back now.
You guys almost made it. All right,
I say we hire a tracker next time.
All right,
you mean bring the druid who lost his power, his druidic abilities,
or
Alec? Got any way to do any negative energy?
No.
Okay.
Why? Oh,
one round rule.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jessica, we need you. Hey.
Just charge the mage.
Ah! Oh, goodness!
I get two attacks.
My hip! My hip and surprise! Oh, God!
I'm going to power attack for 5.
Okay, the old man is... This is a toddering old man who will go...
Ones.
Who will go splatch his turn.
Ones here. Oh, that's a lot of fail. Did you hit anyways?
Let's see. Sick and subtracts 2. You got plus prayer 5. And hate. Prayer and haste add 2. Prayer
5. Three. You have 5 addition 2 from all your bonuses.
Okay, 5 addition minus 2, so plus.
You're normal to hit without rage. That's what you're at.
Okay, so plus 15. Does a 19 hit?
Not quite.
20.
20 will hit.
Because 5 power attack, we have 5 bonuses because charge and whatnot. And
oh,
31.
Up there. Oh, wait. Pop goes mage. Is that fairly normal?
You know, I feel kind of bad for slaughtering an old man.
You should. Amanda.
Can I shoot him?
Are you still...
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to shoot him.
Are you still carrying over that in your world that... spontaneous casters can use quicken and stuff.
Yeah.
I could be like.
Quicken Ray of Frost!
23.
Huh?
3.
I don't have that spell.
23 will hit.
Fine, quicken prestidigitation.
Yeah. I do have 4th level spells,
no.
So I could.
That will tank off his
open message or something.
Oh, are you going to take his rod of quicken spell?
Yeah. I'm a caster. Who else is going to use it? So I'm going to give it to Steven so he can quicken like a...
Long Strider.
Yeah.
He takes 18.
Okay.
He has 2 Long Striders per round. Yeah.
Oh, 18, 19, 20.
I almost cast Sonic Weapon, but then I decided to go after the mage instead.
I keep forgetting I have bonuses.
Stormhammer. Free 5, standard action. Loot you. What potions do you have on you?
I have 2 Inflict Moderates, 1 Inflict Light, and 2
any,
Cure Light.
Do you have any non-healing potions?
Yes, the Cure Light potions.
Yes.
So, let's see. Okay. How far are you down?
Into the negatives.
What? No.
I suppose he just starts... Doesn't he just stay at 0?
Isn't that he, like, dies when he dies?
He does. Okay.
Well, he did, what, 23 to me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at 56. I'm 2 down.
You heal 4.
I'm up by 2.
As he pours luckily he managed to roll the inflict light as your body slowly kind of melds back together. I can't believe I just saved it. Well, I guess it is Ricardo. Okay, never mind. Scabbies are dead. Jessica.
The paladin just saved a ghoul.
Hey, I'm a vigilante. I'm on his side.
Kinda.
I wouldn't say you're on his side.
I am on his side.
Kinda.
Chaotic good. Is on your side.
And he's lawful good.
Jessica.
No, you should be arguing the entire time.
All right. The fighter.
We have spirited arguments, but not disagreements.
He's going to hop in place. He took up most of his movement action.
Hit. Miss. Failure.
Yay!
What's the poor bastard do to himself?
He's flat-footed.
It's not going to be there next round anyway. Alright, so now it's only a plus one sword equivalent, so 8. Owie. Sergeant Stormhammer got a boo-boo. Top of the round, Ryan.
Hang out there.
Or can I free five?
It will take a movement action to crawl 5 feet.
That's fine. And I will chug a potion.
Chug, chug. All right. We then go to 19 Tyler.
No matter what, 2d8 plus 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
3.
Somewhere. Fire.
Obviously,
it
wasn't
orange
flavored, was it?
Or you know, whatever.
No. It was half orange flavored. Got an 8 and a 1.
A critical.
I got a 7 and a 1.
And a 2.
No, if it was orange flavored,
and.
It
would be an 8. Ooh, ouch!
15,
that,
actually.
That was nice.
The 15 hit him touch?
Yeah.
What'd you just do to him, Tyler?
Can I cast it again in the same round? Or
no. Can't cast 2 spells in a round.
What'd you have me do?
Oh, okay. So I just, I don't
know. I was holding and waiting for you to do something.
Gotcha. So I got 2 hits. I see what it means, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't use spin the spell.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Fire!
And this is on the dwarf?
Yeah. Well, no, I attacked the chick right there.
You're dead!
Two less than last time, so 28.
Puts him up to 15, and that will put him down.
I was going to shoot him too.
The fighter.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. The fighter's going to go splat here in a second. Oh, cleric
I suppose
is,
I do have attacks. Conscious. Might as well. I hit. I think. So, you probably want me to add it up, don't you? 3, 14, 29.
Yeah, you'll hit it.
7.
Oh! No.
Damn!
The finisher!
So, what's your guys' excuse? Safiri just finished off 3 of them.
I took out an undead Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I did all the damage.
The bard took out an adventuring party. What's this?
I took out the mage.
I took out his gavion.
I let you go to it.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You said you got it, so I'll let you handle it.
I got this. I like nuking things. It's always fun. Especially when you have a d6.
Okay, now we have a decision to make. Are we going to hang out in the waste and heal, or are we going to head back to town?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm actually full health. Wow.
You gain 3 more strength.
Actually, just wait a little bit, and it'll come back after a minute.
Yeah, because...
It sounds like they're gonna be waiting anyway.
Okay, yes. If you guys are gonna nap anyway, might as well.
You should use your healing spells on me instead.
Are we napping again?
The thing is, if we do nap, we don't need to use the rope tricks because we only have one more anyway.
So I'm down 78 hit points. Wow, you guys made it a whole 2 hours today before going, oh, I'm so tired.
I'm actually fine. I've used like 3 spells.
So have I.
Wait, I've used 4.
I've used 3.
I just healed myself up 4 because I had a boo-boo.
Oh, I got a boo-boo. Oh.
Let's see, I've got a gaping leg wound.
Well, I actually had a very large wound that I drank a potion.
No, you've got a large bruise is what you had. Oh,
that's true.
Okay. Oh, I'm deaf. I forgot about that. I'm deaf and mute.
Just for like 2 hours or something.
Yeah. No, for longer than that.
It's 2 hours.
2 hours? Oh, okay.
No, it's
good. I need to get a better short bow.
So afterward, you're like,
can I get some healing, baby? Please?
Wimp.
What is your serious?
You would use your spells on him.
I'm not healing you.
Okay.
Plus your caster level.
Okay. So she mentioned flick
well,
serious.
Okay. Five or your caster level.
Okay.
Whichever.
I am down 72 hit points and one con.
No. Six.
Do you have an odd con or do you have an even?
30, Alec. We're resting,
even.
Right?
Yes. What it is, Stephen, is it'll go away after a day of rest.
Oh. I'm still down 72 hit points. That's not 72 con. I'm alive. Don't worry. I'm good.
I'll get back my 35 hit points if we rest.
40.
No.
No, you have to heal it.
Okay.
Do one below my
you hear what I said?
No. Yeah, 30. I got that.
We are resting, though, right?
Yes.
All right. Handsy. Are we resting in something?
Yes.
Like, resting, we'll get back.
An interdimensional space?
No.
We can just rest in the bone they came from?
Yes. Let's, I don't know, pillage their bodies.
Oh damn! I'm hoping you guys would forget that.
I'm not gonna forget the mage at least.
You'll heal if assuming someone gets a heal check off on you. You'll double your level and your hit die.
Mm-hmm. Your hit die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which
is so is.
You'll heal 16. Assuming you get.
As with everything, we change the rules.
What?
I'm just talking to the.
Oh. Yeah,
I'm so lost. I've never had a boot.
Okay.
Last one, assassin.
Alec.
Alright.
Yes, you can.
11, 18...
Yeah, bandaging, though, you can.
28.
It takes me 4 hours.
Hey,
yes.
You can stop. I'll heal the rest over after 9
4 hours? You don't get a check per hour.
Oh, I don't know.
You get one.
Oh.
One.
Fine.
One total.
How much is the...
Folks,
is the
who else is injured?
Her and Steven.
I need 50 hit points.
You.
And then a bandage.
People with all those injuries.
I'm sorry that we're melee fighters.
Here, I assist.
23
Steven. And look, the ranged DPS took out 3 of them. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm tanking. I'm not expected to kill a lot of stuff.
Actually, you're melee DPS.
With the highest AC in the group as well.
That's
you're
fine.
You're a paladin.
You can be a DK.
Well, I guess you had a death die, yeah.
All I have to do is kill you and give you blue eyes.
HP, highest to hit, like highest armor or whatever.
Hey, Steven, 30.
Highest damage.
So they could add like 50% of their strength to their parry or something. 53. Like that.
Well, yeah, that's the same for warriors.
Alright, anyone else need healing?
They could add their strength to parry.
I'm gonna get just me.
Heal check. Not per point, but their strength adds to their parry.
Death Knights probably get it. They're, it's passive.
How dare you?
28.
As it is for warriors.
Did you need healing?
And I said just give
paladins.
Me a heal check. I'll be alright.
Paladins get parry too.
Bards don't do heal checks.
And strength adds to
the bard heals you.
Get a greater
10.
Amount of their strength added to parry than anyone else to make up for the fact that
okay.
They're two-handed.
So, where are you guys sleeping that I can attack you in? I mean, where are you guys camping?
Loot.
Okay.
I want a sticky thing.
The dwarven cleric of Moradin.
By the way, she's not dead.
Give me a heal check.
The mage is probably dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
Twelve?
She is not dead.
13.
He is not dead.
Oh. Yeah.
He is not dead.
16.
The old man stabilized at death's door. Yeah, you can loot him all you want. I'm just saying that none of them are dead.
Oh, I suppose we drag them all inside, tie them up.
Well, suddenly I feel better about not murdering an old man.
Can you use their bodies as a cover?
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so on the cleric... You'll find a dwarven full plate depicting the holy symbol of Moradin.
Somehow it seems like a bad idea to steal that.
A heavy steel shield depicting the image of Moradin.
Who would have thought?
A warhammer heavily inscribed with runes.
Do any of them happen to have a bottle of air?
No. A gold holy symbol of Moradin.
I'm sensing a trend here.
And we find one of Nurgle.
And 75 gold pieces.
I say we steal his pocket change.
I say we steal his maul and his pocket change.
or warhammer, whatever.
I say we take everything he has and give him some scabby clubs.
Okay.
Because they freaking attacked us.
The rogue has a...
I don't know why they attacked us.
Mastercraft sap.
You mean a merciful sap?
Mastercraft. Shh. She has a beautiful looking rapier.
That she never
it is Mastercraft.
Stupid rapists.
She has a short bow. Not Mastercraft.
Oh.
Black studded leather armor.
Mastercraft?
Mastercraft.
Could you see that beforehand?
Well, it's all magical. Why don't we just say that now? I'll detect magic.
Yes, I will cast detect magic, just so that
he
we
will
can
cast
know.
Detect magic.
Because I can use my spells.
She has a magical ring.
Let's see, I
have. Okay, and she has 250 gold pieces.
I have a ring of reflection.
Okay.
I have a ring.
The warrior.
So I'm here.
I have a ring of reflection.
Has a magical longsword.
Oh.
My longsword is magical.
Ho. Magical set of full plate.
But is it your longsword hoe?
No, it's just a regular longsword.
A magic long, large steel shield.
It's a regular magical longsword.
It's the same thing as a heavy steel shield?
Yes. Sorry.
We're never a knight's fiend.
He has a magical cloak. And 52 gold pieces.
That's right, cloak of elephant. That's what I have.
All their stuff is magical. All his stuff is magical.
That's right, I have boots of natural armor. Randomly.
I have skin.
Is this a reaper magic?
Yes, it is.
Jerk.
What about the dwarven?
Yep.
I also have skin.
Yep.
Even the holy symbol?
Even the holy symbol. Yeah. Except for the gold.
Yep.
Your sash magical.
I have more real armor than
the old man!
I have plus 6 armor.
Has a magical quarterstaff.
Plus 3.
Better than mine.
Plus 7 armor, plus 3 shield.
He has magical white robes. He has a magical ring.
So we're just stripping these people.
Yep.
Yeah.
He has a magical amulet.
Wait. Do you women look away while we do these men?
Ew. Well,
he's got a spell book.
I didn't know you were gay.
I want to take you to a gay bar.
Is the spell book magical?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes. Just a little.
Actually, just the ink.
No, the spell book is magical.
Ooh.
Oh, it's a Bokob's blessed book.
And finally, he has a note. He does not carry any gold.
Didn't he have a wand
say?
Or something?
A rod?
Yes, he does have a rod. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Tyler steals it.
Well, after I've identified all, I'll steal it.
What language is the note written?
Yeah.
Human. Common.
What you say?
Tongan?
It is an old letter. He's had. It basically looks like, congratulations, I hope you have your next line of employment. The College of Wizards is no longer in need of your services.
Yeah.
He got fired.
He got fired.
He got laid off.
Poor guy.
Forcefully retired.
Thank you for your dedicated years of service.
Forcefully retired.
Yeah.
Your many, many years of service.
Many.
So, I spend gold to identify that. Tell me how much gold it cost me.
The dwarven full plate is plus 1.
It's 1 per level, isn't it?
Yes. The heavy steel shield is plus 1. The warhammer is plus 1 disruption.
Tell me how much it cost me afterwards.
The gold holy symbol is equivalent of a phylactery of faithfulness.
Spiffy. And not completely useful to any of us.
Do you guys have
oatmeal? Yes. The sap is plus 1 merciful.
What are you going to do with oatmeal?
And
makes
hamburger?
Meat. Makes the burgers actually thick and juicy. Good.
Oatmeal?
Yeah, you take the oatmeal.
The rapier is plus one keen.
Not like oatmeal, just regular oats.
Oh.
Throw it in.
It's breading is what it is.
Mm-hmm. The black armor, stud leather armor is plus one.
I mean, it's breading.
Stealth
is.
It also needs
breading.
Nice.
This is studded.
Yes. It is indeed studded.
Sure, didn't hear that.
Because you're a bad person. The longsword is plus one bane undead.
Okay, down here.
Yeah, well, oh, the ring, I'm sorry. Yes. Ring is plus one.
Deflection. Ring is plus one bane undead.
BAM!
I'll wear it, I guess.
Ah, oh, my eyes!
The bane sword might actually be useful.
Full plate is plus one. Nope. Shield is plus one. Cloak of resistance plus two.
I'm tempted to take that and place my cloak of elvenkind.
The quarterstaff is plus one flaming.
Yep, it is better than mine.
Plus one frost.
Huh. Nice.
Should name that.
The white robes are the white robes of the Arch Magi.
Holy. Oh, wait, none of us are good aligned.
What? I'm good aligned.
None of our casters
the ring
are good aligned.
I cast spells.
Is Ring of Death Ward, limited to good.
I can wear it.
Are you good aligned?
No.
You just have to make a check every round.
It's like day or something.
Okay, so yes, every day. To convince I'm good. I'm a good person. Amulet of Natural Armor, plus two.
If it does anything useful, I don't remember what it does.
Natural Armor, plus two.
Robes of the Archmagi?
Yeah.
They're really freaking useful.
Okay. Spellbook has a whole bunch of spells and explosive runes that go off. Since you're identifying, give me a reflex, please.
Where is the oats?
I had to read magic up.
That was bad English.
I don't have a race to get rid of anyway, so. Reflex! 30.
Okay. You will take 9 points of damage.
Douchebag.
How dare he protect his spell book?
The book is destroyed.
Okay, well, good for him.
I'm gonna keep that. For him, at least. Okay.
And the rod is a rod of lesser quicken, limited good.
Well, another use magic device check. That's up to third?
Yes. It's all. He just keeps putting all these limited on here. Man, this makes things cheaper. Won't bother me at all. And I think that is everything.
Yes.
I need to grab her to show me where the oats are.
Is it 3 per day or is it 1 per day?
3 per day. 2 per day now.
Well, 2 for today or...
Yeah, 2 for today.
But it's 3 per day.
Can I see a PHB? That.
You had the one I brought.
There it is.
What about scabbards?
Nothing you really want to take that's not made out of human bone.
The dinosaur?
You know?
It's a giant zombie Tyrannosaurus Rex that exploded in a wall of negative energy.
Okay. Do you have objection to onion powder or garlic powder?
Andre has an objection to both of those.
I'll be fine.
It doesn't ask for very much.
You know, if I'd add limited chaotic to a lot of my magic items now...
But it has to be basically custom-made for you.
Yeah, I know. And I get most of my gear by looting.
So, Jessica, your robe is tying them up.
The simulated alignment is a DC 30.
I wouldn't use my robe.
I'm good! Bullshit.
Especially if we're going to have to untie him the moment we leave. Okay. So I take it. Everyone wants to take everything.
Glibness does apply to you.
You'll have to talk to the party who are.
I am talking to the party.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on?
I said, does everyone want to take everything?
Nothing else, we can always sell it.
Yeah.
I don't even know, that's useful.
I won't mess with the dwarf, but if everyone else wants to take the stuff from the dwarf, then fine.
I vote we leave the stuff with the dwarf.
You don't want another.
Dwarfs get angry.
I would take his warhammer and.
Just take one of his things.
That's it. I said something
else. I was going to leave one thing for each of them, but that was just me.
I have no objection to...
So they can make their way back to inside the city.
Hey, they made it out here.
Yeah, they had all their gear when they made it out here.
Well, they should have thought of that before they attacked us.
By the way, I pick up the fighter sword.
You can't just go out and blindly attack undead. Not all undead are evil.
I take his plus one Bane longsword and replace it with my plus one longsword.
Downgrade.
I've got a Bane zombie longsword now. If we're fighting...
you mean Bane undead, not just zombies.
Bane undead. If we're fighting necromancers, that seems fairly useful.
Yes. So leave him with just his longsword.
Now I do have a longsword, huh?
Yes, you do.
He's just got a regular longsword. Bane essentially means I have favored enemies undead now.
Plus 2 to hit and damage, you get an additional 2d6 against the specific target.
And
so it is more useful than my greatsword against these guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
You just can't hand in half it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe in the
Bastard Swords are specifically designed for that.
I left them all with one of their items.
Wield a longsword with two hands.
I thought you could. Mm-hmm. I thought it said specifically in there that longswords could do.
Check!
You can, yeah. My fighter used her longsword to move.
Yeah, I don't think it's too useful to take the mage's stuff.
I left him his rod because no one can use it.
I could try.
We could try and use it.
I only need a DC. I only need to roll a 20.
I am going to take it just so that we can sell it. Seriously.
Okay.
Then why don't we take everything?
Yeah, if we're just going to take everything and sell it.
Well, why don't we take everything then?
Then we'll take everything on the dwarf then, too.
I wasn't going to.
But why not?
I didn't say we should take everything from the mage. I said we should take his rod.
Oh.
Okay.
Andre, it says in the PHP.
I think the other thing's being more valuable than his rod.
I don't know.
Here.
So
it just says right under one-handed.
Fine, I will take the thing that costs the most out of everything. I will take the one thing that costs the most.
Farthest right paragraph.
So we leave the rod?
Farthest right.
I guess.
You're at the top.
So I left the dwarf his holy symbol. I have a clerical thing versus that.
I'm just saying.
I left the rogue a short bow. Or mundane short bow.
Okay, I'm just saying.
That's incorrect.
If we are taking stuff from them, we might as well take it all.
Yeah. I'm just wanting to leave one item so they can make it back to the town. That's all I'm saying.
She doesn't want to, you know, have them devoured by zombies. Or scabbies. Or both. Zombie scabbies.
Surely they're
some of them are gonna
and can make it back.
Some of them are gonna wake up tonight.
Yes, they are.
Can I borrow a pencil?
So shall we just
relocate? Let's tie them up for now. Oh, we could just leave them here. Only problem is the scabbies.
Whoa,
back.
Billy!
With more of them, there's always more.
One did get away. Anyway, I would like to catch one of those anyway. Seems all right.
I'll talk to them.
Yeah, trying to figure out more information about the necromancer.
No pissing on the TV.
I'm fixing these damn monsters. It's becoming a man thong, okay?
Where are the Cheetos?
Alright.
Yeah, so should we pause for food? Or is that still being cooked?
Dude,
the meat is not even starting to cook.
Well, yeah. You suck. I'm hungry. Okay.
Just to reconfirm what Bane is. Plus 2 to hit and damage, and then 2d6 additional damage, I guess.
Yeah. It doesn't add 2 enhancement.
Yeah, and it's base plus 1, so it's effectively a plus 3.
Versus undead only, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, otherwise it's just a plus 1 longsword.
Otherwise it's just plus 1 longsword. Maybe you might if I crack out the chips so they've got some lunch on.
That's fine.
Nom, nom, nom.
Just why is there?
Now I need
to make some money, so...
Yeah!
Ah! She scared me.
Why'd you
put
that
all the way
over
there?
Okay.
Yeah, now we get to listen to ripping of bags and screaming.
Yes, make so much noise.
Okay. So, what's the plan now?
Rest.
Find a shelter, take watches.
This time a broken down.
Gotta look for a broken down house now.
You're in one.
I guess we are. So that time vortex was kind of fun.
Let's do the time warp again.
No.
Yeah. That was last session.
As long as I'm not...
Nothing will bother you guys throughout the night. Good. I'm sorry, the rest of the day. Jessica, you'll get your spells back.
Yeah, thank you.
I get my spells back.
I get my spells back.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I get my spells.
No, you don't.
I get it in the morning. Wait, I didn't cast anything.
Yeah.
I get 10, so yeah.
You cast a 0 level spell, didn't you?
Nope.
No first level. You don't get your detect magic back.
Oh, yes. Quite so.
I'm still studying it, but yeah, I'm good.
Isn't that a 0 level spell?
Yeah.
It's a first level spell for him.
It is?
I don't know.
Ninja Lantis don't get 0 level spells.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Okay. Well, back on your survival track.
How much longer do we have?
I will assist.
I will make snarky comments.
Add what?
So who's main?
I assume
you
are.
You
main.
Assist.
Well, Jessica could be the main this time.
I do not.
I make snarky comments assist. Well.
I do not.
So you get 3 assists, I think?
3?
Yeah,
Steven. I make snarky, good snarky comments.
Okay. Steven can't roll. He has raw meat on him.
That's 17.
17, you guys will spend a wonderful hour.
You assist!
19, you guys will spend another wonderful hour out in the wilderness. You guys have now been out here... 2 days now.
2.5 hours? You assist again.
By the way, before we left, I wanted to make sure that one of them was conscious.
I got a natural one.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Ryan.
Another
Okay, you've already encountered one group of witch hunters, and they're currently tied up, so you do not encounter another.
Oh, there you go, I make it.
As long as... Just...
No, that, I don't even need it.
Okay, so yes, it has now officially been well past 2 days, and you finally arrive at the shack that is the necromancer's lair.
Bane Undead was 10 minutes per level, right? Or not Bane Undead. Death Ward.
Yes. It's limited to good. Mm-hmm. All the stuff is limited to good.
No, the Death Ward spells.
Oh, off. The Death Ward the spells. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of
scary. Wrong Death Ward. No, you can all be good.
Scarhound doesn't need it, does he?
No.
Okay. I was just asking.
Alright, so personal opinion.
Scout it.
Wait, never mind.
He's a paladin. He doesn't need better saves.
Doesn't that give better saves?
Doesn't it?
No.
Alright, I'm not going to draw...
I'm undead.
Okay.
It would actually be very bad for you. The idea, one idea to do is cast Death Ward on a...
I'm not listening to what they say. I didn't even know this.
So they start taking damage.
No, no, they just... So they can't heal themselves with negative energy.
I didn't say I was using it.
I'm just saying that it's...
Well, yes, I'm sure it is bad for
you. Or not at the very least.
Okay, so you guys are now standing at the shack.
Can we,
we're debating the uses of Death Ward outside his door, obviously.
Okay.
Can we see if he's just inside, or...
So you want to crack open the door?
I want someone to sneak up there and be a ninja.
Hey, you're a paladin. Can't you detect evil?
That's not
yes,
useful.
But it doesn't... It stops after a certain limit.
23.
Sneak up to the door. It's locked. Okay.
You open that lock.
29 on finding traps. Oh, sorry. 30.
There is indeed a single trap.
What is it?
Inflict critical wounds on
what?
Touch.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so, disabling that without...
You mean touching it?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so he walks over.
yeah.
That's the good stuff.
I needed that.
Unfortunately,
How far were you down, if at all? Okay.
Ryan, you're a junkie. Get help.
No, Ryan, here's the thing. He took energy replacement. He replaced the negative energy of inflict moderate, of inflict critical wounds. With positive energy.
That would just be weird. You take 24 positive energy damage.
So
I feel good!
What, if it worked that way, you could be a spontaneous negative infliction caster who has positive energy. Anyways.
So...
was one.
Well, now I'll disable the device.
All right, now you'll disable the device that is the lock.
Yeah, you don't. Or do you?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
21. You failed to disable the lock.
Okay. How long does that take me?
A minute.
Six seconds.
Actually, if you're doing it in seconds, it puts a penalty on there. If I remember correctly. 32, you definitely pop the lock.
That's what the skill trick where you just whack a lock and open it is for.
I suggest we use our rolls now.
I want to see if it's in there. Like, in there for a short time, down the basement or something.
Looking down, you can see that there is a small, simple mat with a person lying on it, breathing faintly.
Dead? Undead? Construct?
He is alive.
Does he match the description we've got of...
He's currently swaddled in blankets because it's winter. let's see. At this point, it's probably around 11 o'clock because you guys walked through the night.
Do these guys get cold?
I'm not going to deal with it right now. You can see that there's a small book lying next to him, and a few other odds and ends, such as pickled human parts.
Mm. Does he look restrained in any way?
No. He's just calmly sleeping.
Did we just barge into this guy's house when he was sleeping?
Actually, I'm having him check on him first.
He's sneaking up, and it's a 10x10 shack.
Okay.
I say we barge the shack over and then fight him in the cold.
I suppose I'll sneak
in. Rude awakening.
Take a good look at his face.
Bart never really gave you a description other than, you know, he looked pretty necromantic. He does have drawn, pale skin. He is bald. His eyes have kind of sunken in. His ears have shriveled away.
Okay, so he looks pretty necromantic.
He definitely looks like he's been tomb tainted.
Ah.
Damn, tomb tainted. Hey, I can hurt him then.
You can heal with Jessica.
Well, I suppose I'll sneak back out.
You can also hurt him with your one spell.
I think that's him.
Well, let's go fuck him up.
He's asleep.
Let's wake him up and fuck him up.
So, no issue. Get us three around the sides, pick up the shack, and then we lift it up, and then we all scoot in around him, and then get the surprise round.
Why? We just have her bust the shack down. And
I can bust the shack down.
Okay. That'd be more fun.
Oh, yeah!
We should all lift the shack and just toss it off the rim.
Why don't we just go wake him up and ask him who he is, and prepare for Mortal Kombat and kill him.
Okay, but I'm taking...
You ready for Mortal Kombat?
I'm taking his spellbook first.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay. You take 3 points of negative energy damage.
Hooray.
Brian, that's it. Whenever you're injured, just pull out the book.
Touch the book. Anytime.
So we go wake him up. Wake his ass up.
Yeah.
I'm not all crowded in there.
You guys should all cast your spells.
I would like to know if it's him or not before I cast my spells.
And with all of us around him.
Unless we're going to sleep right after this.
I was talking about the scrolls. But
yeah, scrolls. Sorry. Of death ward.
No.
I say we all just surround him, and then, because if we get the attack on him, he's not going to be able to.
You know it's him.
No. Two of you, or three of you, will be able to get in there. It's a 10x10 shack.
None of us are.
As I say, we lift up the shack, move it, and we all surround him.
It's not going to wake him up any at all.
No, we'll do it sneakily.
I ignore Steven, reach into my pocket, pull out my scroll, hand it to you, and ask you to cast it on me.
Alright. Mm. Yes.
Okay. I have death ward for what, 50 minutes now? Or something?
70.
Yes.
70.
Okay.
70 minutes. Both of us.
Alright, go to it. Whatever you guys want to do.
Are you guys going to sneak up in Coup de Grâce?
We'll find out if it's him. We're going to wake him up first.
I still say we pick up the shack.
Are you going to draw it out or just say?
The 10x10 shack? No, I am not taking the. We will have these three dishonorable people sneaking up on an old man in his bed. Let me get... Oh, where's that old man miniature? Okay. No, and that is the shack.
The ground so you can sneak
it. No. The shack is that big.
Oh, wow.
That is a shack.
It's 10 by 10.
Let me emphasize shack. You've seen tool sheds that are bigger than this. Okay, so who's waking him up?
There's the shack.
Are you going to wake him up, Ryan?
No. This is probably the door.
Okay.
And I'm like out here. I don't care. I'll wait until something explodes, then I'll start popping myself.
I'll be waiting right outside the door.
We're waiting. Well, okay. Do you want to be in five?
No, it's too crowded.
Okay.
Well, did you want to be one of the three?
Is there
in
a
there?
Window that we can?
No, I don't have death ward on.
Nope.
Out of?
Nope.
Okay.
And by then, people immune.
If I go large,
dead magic in there.
You will break the shack open. You'll crack it like an egg.
Yes.
Sweet.
Here.
Okay.
In case he starts slinging necromantic spells.
Yeah, I'll be outside.
Didn't you get death ward on you?
Yes.
No, well, she didn't have a cast on
me. Yes, she did.
Yes.
Okay.
Put her, you three in there.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that, Steven.
I suppose I will be.
But I can cast the scroll I got on you.
No.
Inside.
This doesn't look
where's
like a door.
Where's the door?
I don't know. The door's right where I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be where you are, Steve, or Alex.
Everyone argue in front of this big man. Just wake the damn guy.
Okay.
Someone wake him up.
I prod him.
Oh! You three will get attacks of opportunity as he casts magic missile.
Oh!
On all of us?
He can't.
Do you wish to take your attack of opportunity?
No.
I have my staff out. For this reason.
Do you wish to take your attack of opportunity?
Do you wish to take your attack of opportunity?
Yes.
Swing. You will definitely hit him. You'll get your sneak attack damage.
Knock him out.
You can use my dad if you want.
It's easier.
Seth, what are we? 11.
He will fall unconscious.
Oh!
Staff of magic missile.
I hope medium rare is good for everybody. They're a little thicker than I had anticipated.
I would knock them out.
Burgers? Usually like them well done, but whatever.
They'll wake up in a little while.
You can make one meal
in 11 hours.
So, what's going on in there? Well, now it gives us time to inspect.
I heard a... Is everything all right?
Tom, your ears are twitching.
Can I look around? Where's the secret door?
Underneath his bed.
I pick him up, set him to the side, open the door. No, wait. I don't open the door. I don't. You.
Tom almost opens the door.
I will search
you
for
have death ward.
Death ward. I suppose I do, but...
Fireball.
That doesn't help against spells. Some certain other spells.
Why not?
There is definitely a trap. You are pretty sure that it is a fireball trap.
Ah.
You're no mage, but you're pretty sure it's a fireball.
Everyone clear out. I pick up the old man and drag him away.
Good idea.
Okay.
Now who's going to set it off?
What,
Ryan?
I'm not setting it off.
I mean, disable it. Yeah, disable it. That's what I meant.
As we all stand clear.
Make sure you're at least 20 feet away. And we should probably... I can't detect magic if there's anything magic in here. Other than, well, I have a spell book.
The trapdoor.
Okay.
It radiates evocation.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Oh, natural one.
And this, just take it and make your evasion. Make your reflex save.
Okay.
Make your reflex.
Maybe just take die for cover.
There. 28.
Boom!
I don't
Hey, I think you're right, all right.
See?
For some reason, he's in that hut, and the fireball went all around him. I think he knows we're here now.
Are you alive? Well, I'm alive. What? That answers the question.
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay, I guess I move up and start clearing rubble away from the secret door.
I pop up from some rocks over there.
You'll clear away the rubble, and it didn't do enough damage to destroy the entryway.
Does the old man have anything else on him?
Nope.
Okay. Is there anything else around here? Like any buildings?
A few ruined buildings. There's always a few ruined buildings.
Okay. I suggest you put the old man in one of those. Him and his blankets.
Alright. Well, we do that, and then we get moving. How wide's the passage inside?
It's a 5-foot staircase spiraling down.
What if he's the necromancer and he's just pretending to be an unimportant
scratching?
Scratching?
He doesn't seem to be white.
What?
He's unconscious.
Yes.
Here's
one thing is we shouldn't stash him in a building and then forget about him.
Here's good. Why don't you detect magic and see if he radiates necromantic energy?
Is this a necromancer? I am thoroughly unimpressed.
The great dread necromancer.
You knocked him out with a single slap to the head.
11 points.
Well, I suppose.
Why don't we have one of our mages?
This guy has Bart problems.
Well, you don't.
Why is there a trap door? Let's go check that out now.
Okay.
I take the front. I activate my shield.
Maybe he chose to go out.
You'll take 2 minutes going down the stairs.
What now?
Go after
I think you're just keeping track of how long we have left on death.
Me?
Board.
Never.
I'll carry the old man. I'll shackle his hands and carry the old man.
Okay, so you're taking him with
us. I don't want to leave him outside to be eaten alive.
Here's
well, eaten unconscious.
You could put him just inside then.
I'll bring him inside, at least to the point where he's safe.
I think we should have pushed him. Andre's going to make us regret not taking any dungeoneering skills here.
We're going to run out of time.
Yeah, probably.
Hey. Well, luckily, I bought two!
It will eventually open up into a wider hallway.
Yeah. Not all of us are as rich as you, Amanda. It strained my finances buying one.
Do you want to be in back?
But you have the highest AC and the spiffiest things.
Thank you, Stormhammer.
You have a levitating shield.
Okay.
And a giant greatsword.
It opens up into approximately a 20 by 20 solid stone room. At the far eastern wall is a massive double door that stretches 20 feet across and 30 feet high. There are four small little platforms that kind of have circles inside them. And protruding from the massive 30-foot ceiling is a single thick cord that comes down and comes to a bulb. When you look down at the floor, there's this kind of circular plate that seems to be crackling with energy.
What kind of energy? Electricity energy, I take it.
Why don't one of our mages give us a spellcraft? Because I assume that's what they need to identify this stuff. Ugh.
Maybe just go in the back.
Cautiously walking through.
I'm covering the rearmost.
A lot.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
You are positive that is an ongoing inflict critical wounds only on the person who stands there.
Ryan, go stand on that.
His head.
However, one thing you do notice that is strange is this inflict wounds will take a person above their hit points if they are undead.
You'll stand on that, but not for too long.
Okay.
It'll make you explode.
Okay.
You is that what just one of them does?
Nope, that's what all four of them do.
It was inflict critical?
Mm-hmm.
I will stand there for one round.
Do we all need to stand on these or something?
Oh.
Is it like a puzzle?
It's a puzzle!
That's what I was curious about, if it was a trap or a puzzle.
You will take 27 negative energy. Addition. You can see that the negative energy is literally leaking out of him at this point.
Doesn't look healthy.
him.
It's perfectly healthy. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I'm talking about the magical skulls floating out of your joints.
Yeah, that's healthy.
Are they all doing that?
Yeah, they all have the same thing going on.
Okay.
Anything else in the room?
Nope, just the massive stone door.
Do we want to walk up and try pushing the stone door?
Where do you walk up?
I'm guessing we all have to stand in the squares.
I wouldn't like this, if that matters.
That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, you ruined this.
I'll follow her path. Let me guess. Secret door check?
You don't know.
I make it per room. Doesn't matter if there is or isn't. I will always make it.
Yeah, I know. By the way, my search is a plus 10.
Okay.
So.
No!
Nothing. Not even an inch of bug.
Not even.
Does it actually look like a puzzle?
Probably.
I take it this is.
Did it look like it did anything when Ryan stood on the
business? Oh, yeah. You could see the door kind of quiver a little.
Is anyone against medium rare?
No.
I love
medium
rare. Alright.
Let's put the unconscious
As soon as we get to a safe saving point, we're going to kill him.
If we all die of food poisoning, the internet will know.
That's like a saving point.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to feed you too.
Why don't,
thanks.
While we stand here and let Tyler think it over, why don't we eat?
All right, is everything ready?
Yes.
And we'll now take a break for our sponsors. Okay, you all die.
Yeah, game Suck. Over.
All right, let's try the next one.
One game.
All right, so...
Wait, are you talking to us or the people online?
Oh, I was talking to people online.
Oh, okay.
Well, make your saves.
The next game. Move on to your next life, please.
All right. We call this a revolving door afterlife.
So, what's the plan now?
We run off.
By the way, you bleed off. Ryan, you bleed off the negative energy just as quickly as you take it.
So, the next round?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's great. Give me things with stuff
does
it, all
Does that mean we get our hit points back next round?
Sorry.
Want to step inside and find out?
I want him to step inside and find out.
Yes, I vote one of the people with lots of hit points. Do that.
I mean, no! Anyways.
Does Death Ward protect against negative energy?
No.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Negative energy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
There. That gets those two. Yeah.
So, let's see if we can open the door physically without having to step on all these things.
Already tried.
Oh.
Yes, the dainty elf tried.
All right. You step on it.
I step on one, I guess.
All right. Basically, the good illustration of this is imagine trying to connect two, electric conductors by sticking a piece of rubber in between them. That's about what it looks like.
But it worked for him.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm not for him.
He's not immune to negative energy damage. It has an effect.
Well, if somebody's willing to heal me, I'll go ahead and try, but that's going to hurt.
Well, if we're going to do it, everyone needs to do it at once, then.
Yes.
All right, so I say we get a running charge and try to push the door open first. That's going to fail, and then we'll try it.
Okay,
I'll
arbitrary try.
Just
fail.
One last time,
let's
then.
Go.
Okay.
All right, everybody who has a 16 or higher strength, please get on the door.
Okay.
Or get a charging run on the door. Or something.
So okay. After that fails, we move on.
Yes!
That's so, what I'm saying. We fail.
It looks like the five people that you can choose that don't currently have Death Ward on, that it seems to affect, is Tyler, Jessica, Steven, Ryan, and Sergeant Stormhammer.
Oh, and always use the old
man. You can always use the old man. Come on.
That's just mean.
Wait. Does he look too impressive?
What?
Yes, he is too.
Yeah, but if it gets double his hit points, he explodes, remember?
Oh, true. He has only 12.
11. At the lowest. Or at the highest, rather.
Tyler, hand me a tissue piece.
Well, no, 10 at the highest, because otherwise he'd be at 0.
Well.
I can do it. No problems.
Do any of us have knowledge of the planes? Or.
No.
What does planes have to do with anything?
Well, that's the only place where negative energy / positive energy would make your head explode. I'm trying to... You wouldn't necessarily know this.
Alright, well, I'll step on one.
Okay.
We also wouldn't know he's tomb-tainted, so...
Quite so.
Okay, so do you or the pally want to step on the negative energy plate?
He was more than willing to take the sacrifice.
Good!
Wait, so we
I'll heal you up afterwards.
Because you were
I don't know how much damage it does, so...
Alright, on the count of three. One, two, three.
I get to add an extra d6 for every other for every person on there. That's the first.
So it's 48 plus 3d6.
46.
No, it's 76.
Oh. What?
An extra d8 for every person past the first.
D6. You said extra
d8. I'm confused.
D8, so there's 78.
Hey, okay. We can now know... If you actually say
what
we
true.
Think you say. Yeah. Or if it's just all in our heads. We'll listen to this later.
Okay, yeah. So I get to add 5, 10, 15. So it's 78 plus 25.
Holy cow! I might just explode. 10,
20.
Don't. Not yet.
27, 52.
Oh, not quite. I step off really fast.
Yours will.
My head is 2 points away from exploding.
Did you heal back out?
No, you don't. No.
Ryan does, though.
Ryan does.
I do what?
You bleed off the excess energy.
Good.
Other people.
Because you're bleeding off excess energy, but they are not regaining their lost energy.
Gotcha.
Oh. The law of conservation of energy. Except that doesn't really seem to apply in D&D.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, I suppose it's time to start healing people.
And we'll take another break.
Well, at least the two tanks are okay.
And then
to me, my value.
Touch attacks.
Well, I'm glad we all did. We wouldn't have been able to get there.
No, we would just would have had to wait an hour.
And then no one would have to have four.
Yes. Except for you. Because you got two.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking about it. I was like, you're pretty cheap.
Stormhair heals 32.
Okay.
Jessica heals 25. Ryan heal. Steven heals. 87.
Don't touch his sword. 29.
No, it's like. What is Cure Moderate plus 3?
2d8 plus 3 for not healing yourself. I mean, are you casting this spell?
No.
Or drinking? Okay, potion. Yes, 2d8 plus 3.
I hit you over, Brian. Okay. Hit you in the face with the morning star.
Wow.
That was to help you.
Star 7.
Not out of spite, because that hurt a lot.
Yeah, never. You spiteful.
Who's down what?
You heal 9?
Yeah.
Jessica's using her wand.
Okay.
Technically, everyone is down
52.
Now that healing is happening,
we're not down 52.
Do I have a wand? Was I given a wand?
I don't know.
I don't remember having a wand.
I have a cure monitor and a cure light.
I'll take the light wand and push through with it.
Okay. I prefer to use my gun combat, but it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Down with the lights. You.
I'm full health.
You.
I'm full health.
I could like use this on you and make you explode.
I'm down 19.
I'm down 23.
Well, yeah. we're going to need hit points, so I'm going to start poking you.
33. Assuming I don't rage.
Yeah.
You heal 9.
155.
Steven heals 9.
I'm down 10.
Stormhammer heals how much you need left? 57.
I'm down 13.
He heals 3. Have you used any charges on this wand yet, Jessica?
1. So it now used 4.
And then, just start with Stormhammer since he failed last time, and I dropped it.
Okay.
Now, is there light down here, or is it dark?
It is indeed illuminated.
Good.
From an ambient light, there's no specific torches.
Let's see, 3...
Is it a moss?
Mm-mm. 3...
we go forward, we encounter brown mold.
It is a well kept
brown mold. Yeah.
Two stone granite areas.
Two. He's still five total.
The road just go first.
It's illuminated like the stuff in Oblivion is illuminated.
Yeah.
Steven. Blue. Lots of blue.
Yeah. Seven. They did say with granite.
Are we down little bits now?
Yeah, I'm like single digit.
I'll heal stronger one more time because he was down because I didn't roll an 8 on him earlier.
Okay.
Four. That's enough for now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how many witches did you use? Or you?
I used.
He's keeping it.
Do you want to keep it?
I just have it on the same. I used
3, 6, 7. So there's 8 going on it.
Mm-hmm.
So 42 left.
I'll get it.
40, I guess. One. She used one charge previously.
He used 8. She used 7.
I used 7.
Okay, anyway.
Used 1.
So, I say Death Ward tanks go up front.
Really? I say Rogue goes up front.
Yeah.
Trapped.
Rogue followed by Death Ward tanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Not like we're not all rogues or anything, but.
Actually, I'm not.
I'm not.
Neither
am I. You're not.
Oh,
not
sir.
Those two are rogues. At all. In fact, you're not a rogue at all either.
There's only two rogues in this rogue game.
Rogue.
We're all rogues.
Then all of us are rogues.
Yeah. Excuse me.
We're screwed.
You don't count. You're not part of our regular group.
All right, so go ahead and give me a search check. This one's going to be a nice one.
Natural one. A kind one or a hard one?
Nice.
Define how you wish.
Yes.
That means mean to us.
I put chips on there.
Yes, I see that. That's why it confused me.
Can I see the mob chips or they all gone?
22 accept.
Here's the cheese.
Just say yes.
Can we...
You have 21?
22.
What? 22,
yeah.
Okay. I'm deciding... I guess I can't Benny it, so...
There.
That's that. Unless someone wants to Benny it for me. Yeah, 22 is good.
All right, so... Once you hit this square right here... A spell goes off.
If it's a line, I move.
It is not a line. It is a radius.
I was going to move anyway, just in case it was a line.
Okay. Okay, so 5, 10, 15, 20.
Everyone? It gets everyone.
5, 10, 15, 20. Okay. All right. Time to go from right to left.
You may have heard Keep on the Shadowfell before, but you've never heard it like this. From the gaming group that brought you The Wizards College, join them as they delve into 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons, some of them for the first time. The town of Brook Hollow stands watch over a ruined keep that was once a bastion of good in the realm. The keep overlooks the Shadow Rift, a dark scar in the world that was once a gateway to the Shadowfell, but has been dormant for many years. Now an evil cleric of Orcus, demon lord of the undead, seeks to reopen the gate, and the only thing standing in his way is a small yet determined band of heroes. Dungeons & Dragons, 4th edition. Keep on the Shadowfell. Redux. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.